American Language Course, Book 28, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your activities booklet to Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences.
Number 1. Contest. Contest. A contest is a competition for a prize. A race is a contest of speed. Number 2. Conference. Conference. A conference was called to discuss the matter. It was a brief meeting. Number 3. Competed. Competed. The teams competed for the championship. They played against each other. Number 4. First class. First class. He always travels first class. He feels he deserves the best. Number 5. Came to. Came to. The cost came to $200. It amounted to more than she had expected. Number 6. Verified. Verified. Ed verified the news before he told anyone. He made sure it was true. Number 7. See about. See about. We need to see about getting some new equipment. We should look into it. Number 8. Comparable. Comparable. This car is comparable to his car. It can be compared favorably, in fact. Number 9. Criticism. Criticism. The major's criticism of the plan will be helpful. His judgment is usually good. Number 10. Saw about. Saw about. Lieutenant Peters saw about her flight. She made the necessary arrangements. Number 11. Have in mind. Have in mind. I don't know what they have in mind. I'm not sure what they're thinking of. Number 12. Stayed over. Stayed over. Janet stayed over until Monday, although she had planned to leave on Sunday. Number 13. Occupied. Occupied. This office is occupied. It is being used by Mr. Forrest. Number 14. Double. Double. The TV program had a double showing. It was shown twice.
Now turn to Figure 2. Listen to the paragraphs.
The manager of radio station ABYZ decided to hold a Name the Song contest. He invited the directors of the station to a conference to discuss the planned competition. At the meeting, they decided to offer a double prize, a first-class trip to Hawaii and $2,000 in spending money. They estimated that the cost of the prize would come to about $5,000. However, they had someone call a travel agent to verify the price of the airline tickets and to see about hotel rates in Hawaii. The directors had in mind a contest comparable to the ones they had held before. The station's listeners had obviously enjoyed competing against one another in the past. Since there had been very little negative criticism of the previous contests, they proceeded to appoint various people to see about the new one. After the first meeting ended, the senior director stayed over for another meeting. The conference room remained occupied most of the day with the meeting about the exciting new contest.
Look at figure 3. Listen to some statements about the paragraph. Mark T if the statement is true, and F if the statement is false.
Number 1. Station ABYZ will hold a competition. Number 2. The station's directors attended a meeting. Number 3. The winner will receive only one prize. Number 4. The trip will be the best that money can buy. Number 5. The directors thought the cost of the prize would amount to about $5,000. Number 6. They had to make sure of the cost of the airline tickets. Number 7. The directors already knew what the hotel room would cost. Number 8. They were thinking of a contest like those they'd held in the past. Number 9. The listeners had enjoyed trying to win past contests. Number 10. There have been many unfavorable comments about the other contests. Number 11. Everyone left the conference at the same time. Number 12. The conference room wasn't used the rest of the day.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is true. Listen to the statement again. Station ABYZ will hold a competition. Repeat. Station ABYZ will hold a contest. Number 2 is true. Listen. The station's directors attended a meeting. Repeat. The directors attended a conference. Number 3 is false. Listen. The winner will receive only one prize. Repeat. A double prize is being offered. Number 4 is true. Listen. The trip will be the best that money can buy. Repeat. The trip will be first class. Number 5 is true. Listen. The directors thought the cost of the prize would amount to about $5,000. Repeat. They thought it would come to about $5,000. Number 6 is true. Listen. They had to make sure of the cost of the airline tickets. Repeat. They had to verify the cost of the tickets. Number 7 is false. Listen. The directors already knew what a hotel room would cost. Repeat. They had to see about the hotel rates. Number 8 is true. Listen. They were thinking of a contest like those they'd held in the past. Repeat. They had in mind a contest like those they'd held before. Number 9 is true. Listen. The listeners had enjoyed trying to win the contests. Repeat. They had enjoyed competing against one another. Number 10 is false. Listen. There have been many unfavorable comments about the other contests. Repeat. There have been very little negative criticism. Number 11 is false. Listen. Everyone left the conference at the same time. Repeat. The senior director stayed over for another meeting. Number 12 is false. Listen. The room wasn't used the rest of the day. Repeat. The room remained occupied most of the day.
Now turn to figure 4. Repeat the dialogues. Number 1.
Are you going to enter the contest?
Oh, yes. I certainly do want to.
Number 2.
Will you be attending the conference?
Yes. The boss says I have to.
Number 3.
Jan asked me to call her, but I'm going to be gone.
I can do it for you. I'll be glad to.
Number 4.
Did Sam offer to lend Ned his car?
Yes. He even said he'd be happy to.
Number 5.
Did you do your homework?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't have the time to.
Please turn to figure 5. Read the question, listen for the cue word, and write the answer. Then repeat the answer. Look at the example. Read the question. Listen to the cue. Volunteer. Now read the answer. Listen. Who will drive the van? Repeat. Ned volunteered to.
Number 1. Read. Listen. Plan. Listen. Will you stop at the store on your way home? Repeat. Yes, I plan to. Number 2. Read. Listen. Eager. Listen. Will you call home this weekend? Repeat. Yes, I'm eager to. Number 3. Read. Listen. Neglect. Listen. Did Airman White report to you? Repeat. No, he neglected to. Number 4. Read. Listen. Opportunity. Listen. Did you get to see the new art exhibit? Repeat. No, I didn't have the opportunity to. Number 5. Read. Listen. Skill. Listen. Can Phil fix electrical gadgets? Repeat. Yes, he has the skill to.
Now turn to figure 6. Listen and read the directions. Then listen for a modal. Follow the directions using the modal. Look at the example. Advise your friend about doing his homework. Listen. Had better. Repeat. You'd better do your homework.
Number 1. Tell your parents that you expect to be home for the weekend. Listen. Should. Repeat. I should be home for the weekend. Number 2. Ask your friend if it's necessary for him to go to Los Angeles. Listen. Have to. Repeat. Do you have to go to Los Angeles? Number 3. Tell your brother his friends have probably lost their way. Listen. Must. Repeat. Your friends must have lost their way. Number 4. Give your friend advice about checking with a mechanic before he buys a used car. Listen, should. Repeat, you should check with a mechanic before you buy a used car. Number 5. Express to your friend the necessity of seeing a doctor when she's ill. Listen, must. Repeat, you must see a doctor when you're ill. Number 6. Tell your sister that you expect to be able to call her tomorrow. Listen, ought to. Repeat, I ought to be able to call you tomorrow.
Now turn to figure 7. Listen to a dialogue between a restaurant employee and a customer who wants to make a reservation for dinner at the restaurant. Complete the dialogue as you listen.
Cafe Royal, may I help you?
This is Mrs. Glenn. I'd like to make a reservation for this evening at 8 o'clock.
How many in your party, ma'am?
There will be 4 of us.
Do you prefer smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking, please.
Would you rather sit inside or on the patio?
The patio would be nice.
A party of four, this evening at 8 o'clock, on the patio, non-smoking. That will be fine, ma'am. What was that name again, please?
Glenn. That's G-L-E-N-N.
Very well, Mrs. Glenn. We'll see you this evening at 8. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Listen again. This time, check what you've written and repeat the dialogue.
Cafe Royal, may I help you?
This is Mrs. Glenn. I'd like to make a reservation for this evening at 8 o'clock.
How many in your party, ma'am?
There will be four of us.
Do you prefer smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking, please.
Would you rather sit inside or on the patio?
The patio would be nice.
A party of four, this evening at 8 o'clock, on the patio, non-smoking. That will be fine, ma'am. What was that name again, please?
Glenn. That's G-L-E-N-N.
Very well, Mrs. Glenn. We'll see you this evening at 8. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Check your answers on the answer page. This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 28.